Would you ever call it like a garbage bin or a dumpster or something like that?
Well, not that I know of.
You just don't have a name for it.
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about, talking about something a little different. A man who manages a funeral home, he would be what?
The funeral director.
Okay. Do you have names for other people who work at funeral homes? Okay, have you ever heard of like undertaker or mortician?
Yeah, both of those. mortician and undertaker.
What is their difference?
Not that I know of.
And the vehicle that you would take the body to the cemetery in, that would be the
hearse.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a kind of building where people would be buried above ground?
Mm-hmm.
Just a big building would be.
Yeah, I've seen those, you know, like on TV, but I don't know what you call them.
Have you ever heard of the mausoleum?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would be?
Mausoleum. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, what about, have you ever heard of cigarettes or anything else?
Square.
Uh-huh. A cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
Do you have a square?
A square?
Uh-huh.
Why do you call it a square?
I don't smoke.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of people use that word?
Well, everyday people. I mean, you know, people around me say square.
Black and white shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a new one on me. Anything besides that?
No.
You ever heard of it called cancer sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Did you still use that?
Yeah.
They would call it a
cancer stick.
All right. Some things that have to do with the house. Have you ever heard of any kind of room in the house, an enclosed room that was designed to receive a lot of sunlight? You know, got big windows and maybe slide glass doors, things like that.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of a sunroom or a Florida room or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. What about an informal room in the house where you could just sit and relax and watch TV, you know, things like that?
Then.
Does this happen?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about a room that has a toilet and a sink,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have a bath or shower? Would you have a name for that?
A half a bath.
All right. And talking about, heating and cooling the house.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the equipment that does that?
Air conditioner, heater, central heat, in the office, running, you know, automatically, like.
Okay. Do you have a name for the places or the things that circulate the air, like from central heating and air conditioning throughout a house?
Vents.
Okay. All right. Talking about different designs of houses. Have you ever seen a house that was maybe, say you had three rooms
mm-hmm.
lined up in a row, and if you open the doors to all of them, you know,
mm-hmm.
something that looks kind of like that,
mm-hmm.
if you open the doors to all of them, you could see straight through the house from the front to the back.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about a shotgun house?
Yeah, but that, I consider that something like a shack or something like that.
Just an old dilapidated house, is it? You call it a?
Pardon?
A shot?
Oh, a shotgun house.
Shotgun house. So just as long as it's just about halfway falling down?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a dog trail house?
No.
What about a hall and parlor house or a flying nail?
No.